Exposing free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, November the 6th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, and we have some breaking news, amazing news, as to what is happening in the Roger Stone trial. Now, this is not important because you like Roger or because you dislike Roger or because you like President Trump or dislike President Trump. You have to understand that whatever happens in the justice system, especially in a high-profile case like this, sets precedents. It sets principles that we're going to all be governed by. And I've talked over and over again about how corrupt our justice system is from the top to the bottom, to every single courtroom. Well, not every single, not every judge is corrupt, but it is a pattern of behavior that I've seen over and over again. If it is a high profile case, they make sure that they direct that case to one of the corrupt judges. And that is the case that we have here with Roger Stone. If it's somebody like Ross Ulbricht and they want to set a precedent about how they're going to deal with websites that they don't like, they rigged the trial. Absolutely outrageous what they did with Ross Ulbricht, serving multiple life sentences because he allegedly ran a website. They lied about whether there was murder for hire and so forth. And they actually, the judge who sentenced him to three consecutive life sentences referred to that, even though he was never indicted, let alone having a trial and being found guilty. The judge referred to that. And then after she sentenced him to three life sentences, they just forgot about that accusation. But he was tried in the press and convicted. And that's the type of thing that we're seeing now happening to Roger Stone. And, of course, I could go down all the list of all the other people as well that I've covered many, many times. More than once I've talked about Marty Gottesfeld or Schaefer Cox or the Bundys. Over and over again we see this happening in trials where they want to set a precedent. And, of course, as Roger Stone is being tried, this is all revolving around the attempts to get President Trump, but they are coming after Roger Stone, essentially trying to say that, well, you know, what he did in trying to talk to Julian Assange or whatever. Oh, that's a problem. As we've got Julian Assange, the alleged person that was trying to be interviewed with. And look, this whole thing, as Michael Isikoff pointed out, this whole trial could hang on the drunken texts of a comedian to Roger Stone. That's how ridiculous this is. But it's also ridiculous that it would be an issue if you try to talk to somebody who has told us the truth about our lying government. Yeah, truth is treason in the empire of lies. And if you want to know what the empire of lies is, that's our national security state. It is an empire of lies. You tell the truth about them, even if you're not. Julian Assange is not an American citizen. He couldn't commit treason. What he did was he told us the truth about the people who are committing treason in this empire of lies. And so this is all tied up in this. And folks, what is happening here is another one of these high-profile cases that are setting a precedent. And we've had other precedents that have been set. So at the National Press Club, you know, they have rooms that are set up to commemorate landmark trials in the freedom of the press, like John Peter Zinger. Do you remember what he said about the governor? He didn't like the governor, but he told the truth about the governor. And they had a trial that said, well, if you tell the truth about somebody, it's not punishable. Unless you're Roger Stone, unless you're InfoWars, unless you're Tommy Robinson. And we've got an update. We're going to have what Tucker Carlson said about it yesterday. But there's an update that's happened since Tucker Carlson's report. We've learned that there's been a media blackout, just like with the Tommy Robinson case yesterday. Yeah, we got a lot of updates about what's going on here. You'll not believe how rigged this justice system is. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, November the 7th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, and we've got some breaking news here about what is happening in the trial of Roger Stone. And as I said at the top of the hour, you should be concerned about this, regardless of what you think about President Trump, about Roger Stone. Folks, if we have a corrupt justice system, this is why I don't understand the liberals who used to understand free speech. They're out there applauding censorship and punishment of people if they don't like your content. They've just become tyrants. And what we have now in the Justice Department with this judge that is presiding over the Roger Stone case, Judge Jackson, is nothing short of tyranny that we haven't seen in this country for hundreds of years. And as you possibly noticed when jury selection began on Tuesday, it was widely reported that the judge had okayed somebody who, as a juror, who had worked for Obama in the Office of Management and Budget, OMB. Well, it turns out there was a lot more to it than that. And the judge got very angry, threatened Jacob Ingalls of the Central Florida Post. He will be on with Alex Jones later today to talk about what she did. Eventually, she recanted, but not before we found out some more information about this juror. And in the report that we had yesterday at InfoWars, InfoWars releases the name of Obama official chosen for the Roger Stone jury. The Supreme Court has ruled multiple times that jurors' identities and backgrounds are 100% public interest. They're key to having an open and fair court system that people can trust. Well, we don't have an open and fair court system anymore. The former Obama insider, Sylvia Burwell, who was selected by the judge, was not only with OMB under Obama, but she was also somebody who was the head of the Department of Health and Human Services during Obama's second term. And her husband played a role in the Justice Department's investigation, quote unquote, of the Russian probe that accused Roger Stone. Now, how, if your husband is involved in this, how can a judge not say that you don't have some kind of a conflict of interest? She's in a cabinet-level position with Obama. Her husband is part of the group that accused Roger Stone, and now she's going to be impartial in judging this? And the judge had a rant when that was questioned. When Roger Stone's attorneys objected to that, she ordered them to be quiet, threatened them. Eventually, she recanted and said, well, we'll pick somebody else. But that's not the whole story. The whole story is that every time a Democrat came up, all they had to say was, we don't really have any opinions about this. We'll be fair. You know, just like this lady whose husband was part of the group that came after Roger Stone. Oh, yeah, she doesn't have any opinions at all about that. Being the head of the Department of Health and Human Services or being with the Obama administration in multiple roles, that had absolutely no influence what she was doing. As a matter of fact, she began working for the federal government under Bill Clinton. She was deputy director for OMB under his administration. And so Roger Stone's lawyers asked for her to be removed, the judge refused. She said she would not strike potential jurors if they had strong opinions about President Trump, or even presumably about Roger Stone. And yet, if somebody was a Republican, one juror who had worked for the Reagan administration was not even a Republican. She wasn't a registered Republican. She just worked for the Reagan administration. She was dismissed by that judge. Anybody who is a registered Republican, and what I was surprised was that there are any registered Republicans in Washington, D.C. How do they find these people? But anyway, if you came in and you were a registered Republican, you were immediately dismissed by this judge. She was handpicking the people that were there. And if you look at what is happening as Roger goes to trial each day, people who are, there are people there who support him, people who are there to protest him. Now, the supporters are removed to a remote location by the judge's orders, just like we see at political conventions, both Republican and Democrat. If you go there to protest, and this has been a long practice, I was reporting on this 7 years ago, and it predates that. For the longest period of time, the government has ordered, when they have the Democrat or the Republican conventions, they take any protesters and they remove them to a quote-unquote free speech zone, a free speech zone. You know, like we had at the Bundy Ranch protest. This is a free speech area. Said the BLM, Bureau of Land Management. Well, you know, free speech is not an area. It is a principle. But we do that at political conventions. You know, they put them in cages that are remote. So you don't have these protesters there in front of the convention. And they will let them get in these cages. They'll put a microphone in the cage. And you can stand up on your little soapbox and give your report. Far away from the event where nobody can see or hear you unless they're really looking for you. Well, that's what's happening to people who are supporters of Roger Stone. Now, the people who don't like him are allowed to be right there in front of the courtroom. As a matter of fact, they provide a electrical power hookup for a guy who has many times been trolling InfoWars. They gave him a microphone jack and power for that right there in front of the courtroom. So, you know, if you don't like Roger Stone, you can be there for a photo op. So all the Politico and the Hill reporters and the ABC, CBS, NBC reporters can get a good view of the fact that nobody supports Roger Stone. They only hate him. That's what the judge is doing. But then it turned to another level. Yesterday we learned that not only did the judge order the media to leave the courtroom, but she turned off power to the media room itself so people couldn't file reports. What we're seeing here now, with that kind of action, we're seeing the same types of action that was taken against Tommy Robinson in the UK, where the judge gagged the reporters. That's exactly what she is hoping to do. Well, that's not going to happen here in America because we've got a First Amendment, and we're not going to be gagged by a judge. We will speak about this. As I said at the top of the hour, you know, we have these principles that are set up in these trials. John Peter Zinger was critical of the governor, who was the government at that point in time in New York, colonial America, a landmark case because the governor didn't like what this guy was printing in his printing press, right? He had a newspaper. And so he is arrested and he was tried for libel. The problem is that what he said about the governor, does anybody remember who the governor was? Does anybody care who that governor was? Does anybody care what he said about him, whether it was true or false? Well, it turns out it was true. And that was a defense for free speech. And it established several different things. It established the idea that you could criticize your government, that you had free speech when it came to politics. These are all being taken away from us now. We have the corporate hand that runs social media has now decided that if they don't like what you have to say, regardless of whether or not it is true, they can shut you down. And now we're seeing a situation where they can also put you in jail. As I said, when we're talking about the charges against Roger Stone, The fact that he lied to Congress? Seriously? About something that wasn't even of any substance when you've got James Clapper lying to Congress under oath about whether or not they were violating the law by surveilling every single American in violation of the laws that control them and our Constitution? He lied about that. James Clapper did. They never even came after him. They let the statute of limitations expire. Yeah, because what he is, what James Clapper is a representative of the empire of lies. And it's only treason if you tell the truth about the empire of lies. We'll be right back. We've got Tucker Carlson's clip we're going to play for you on the other side. And then we've got a lot of news. We've got an update on the James Younger case. And I think you're going to like this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this. And I'm not telling you something you don't know. But I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to play what Tucker Carlson had to say last night. And again, the update is that the media room was shut down. There is a media blackout that this Judge Jackson is trying to impose on the Roger Stone trial. And Jacob Ingalls, who has been reporting there live, sure on a rant against him, threatening to hold him in contempt for pointing out that the woman that she wanted on the jury, and she's sitting there essentially picking these jurors over the objection of Roger Stone's lawyers, because she's saying, well, all Democrats are okay. That's okay. That doesn't disqualify you. You can work for Obama. You can even be in the Obama cabinet, be a high-ranking official for Obama, for the Clintons, and so forth. Because, you know, this is, everybody knows that this is nothing but a political partisan kangaroo court. So why not? You know, if you're a Republican, you're instantly disqualified. Instantly. You don't even have to be a Republican if you just worked for the Reagan administration and you're not a Republican. That still disqualifies you. But you can be a high-ranking official in the Obama and the Clinton administrations and a registered Democrat, and your husband can be part of the Justice Department that accused Roger Stone, accused the defendant. And you are not struck by this judge. Now, she has removed her after first threatening Jacob Ingalls for contempt for reporting her bias. She's now covered her behind, if you will, backfilled, and put somebody else in. But the bias still remains there. There's many other jurors who are Democrats and working for these agencies in Washington. That's why they moved the trial there. And nobody that she thinks would be remotely sympathetic to Roger. So you pack the jury. That's part of what you do if this is a political kangaroo court. And again, the news is they shut down, pulled the power to the media room, trying to impose a media blackout, making sure that supporters of Roger Stone are removed to a distant area, but the people who attack him are put there front and center, right in front of the courtroom. And so Roger Stone really does need your help. Because this is not simply about him. It's not about Trump. It's not about your politics. This is about free speech and whether or not we're going to have a justice system. You know, it was Voltaire who talked about free speech. I may disagree with what you have to say. I may, you know, despise it, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Now, he never said that. That was a summary of what he had written about free speech. And I don't like Voltaire. I use that quote all the time, but I don't like what Voltaire had to say. Voltaire was a rabid atheist. So I didn't agree with anything that Voltaire would say, but he got that right about free speech. And we need to have free speech, and we need to have honest courts. And if we had an honest Justice Department, there wouldn't even be a trial of Roger Stone in the first place. I want to play for you now what Tucker Carlson had to say last night. He had a rant in support of Roger Stone. Absolutely right. By the way, that's StoneDefenseFund.com. They put that up there visually, but I know we got a lot of people who listen to this on radio or podcast, StoneDefenseFund.com. He really does need your financial help to fight this. Let's go to what Tucker Carlson had to say last night.
The Russia collusion hoax collapsed under the weight of its own absurdity earlier this year, as you know. And yet, amazingly, it is still claiming victims to this day. Roger Stone went on trial in Washington this week. Officially, Stone is being charged with lying to Congress. That's bitterly amusing if you think about it, given that Congress cannot be charged with lying to you, which it does constantly. But in Washington, everyone understands that's just a pretext. Roger Stone's real crime was giving Donald Trump political advice for 30 years. For that, he faces life behind bars. One person who clearly understands what's actually happening and strongly approves of it is the presiding judge in the case, Amy Berman Jackson. Jackson is an Obama appointee, and she's transparently and aggressively political. Months ago, Jackson prohibited Roger Stone from publicly defending himself in the case. CNN and MSNBC were free to continue to slander Stone, and of course they relentlessly did that. But if Stone said a single word in his own defense, Jackson vowed to put him behind bars. Now, how could Jackson do that in a country with the First Amendment? Well, she couldn't. It's blatantly unconstitutional. But Donald Trump is hated here in Washington, so nobody stopped her. Jackson just did it anyway, just like in the Third World. Jackson's behavior in court has turned out to be even more ludicrous and unprofessional, assuming that's possible. At times, she has literally rolled her eyes and snorted at Stone, suggesting he's guilty before the trial even started. Her judgments have been transparently political. Yesterday, for example, during jury selection, one of the prospective jurors turned out to be a former press secretary in the Obama administration who admitted that she despises Donald Trump and has friends in the federal prosecutor's office, which is trying the case. Her husband, meanwhile, works at the Justice Department, which is prosecuting Roger Stone. The woman claimed she had followed the Mueller investigation closely, but somehow had never, quote, read or heard anything about Roger Stone's case and didn't have a strong opinion about him. No sober person could take that claim seriously. But Amy Berman Jackson did. She acted like it was all completely fine and on the level. When Roger Stone's lawyers asked that that woman be removed from the jury pool, Jackson refused. Personal conflicts, she said, were, quote, not automatically disqualifying. What ought to be automatically disqualifying is Amy Berman Jackson's behavior from the bench. No fair person could condone it. If there were still honest liberals left in this country, they would be protesting outside the courtroom.
Absolutely nailed it. Tucker Carlson. That was his essay last night. And then we find out that she actually had shut down the media room. Did a media blackout after that, after he recorded that. Yeah, folks, if you don't support free speech for those that you dislike, you just don't support free speech. If you don't support justice for those you don't like, you don't support justice, and it won't be there for you eventually either. And neither will free speech for you either. What you're supporting are the things that the people who founded this country died in order to give us, and we are now burning that and throwing it away with both hands. That's what the left is doing. That's what the Democrats are doing. Again, if you want to help Roger as he's fighting this, StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com. All right, as all this is happening, and we've got the Democrats and all these other people are having a fit over the fact that Donald Trump Jr. Tweeted out a story from Breitbart where they named the so-called whistleblower. And everybody is so upset about that. You can't do this to a whistleblower. What are they doing to Julian Assange? Look at what they're doing to Roger Stone. Look at what they did to and are doing to Michael Flynn, General Flynn. And yet this anonymous whistleblower, you can't talk about that. And coming after Donald Trump Jr., he said, I just retweeted what Breitbart put out there. And you know, he had Rand Paul saying, just print his name to everybody. One of the reasons is because his name is so difficult to pronounce. Print it out. I don't know. It's Ciaramello or something. Ciaramello. I don't know how you pronounce the guy's name. I have no idea. But we're not afraid to print it, and I'll spell it out for you in case you don't understand. But at the same time, all of that is happening about this beloved whistleblower, this anonymous, supposedly anonymous whistleblower from the intelligence community. You have ABC News announce that they're going to pursue all avenues to find the insider who leaked information about them, who blew the whistle on them. The hypocrisy in Washington is just beyond belief. We'll be right back.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation, so please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3, InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
And now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
We've got to protect the whistleblower, they say, right? Well, not at ABC News. They're pursuing all avenues to find and punish this whistleblower, who it's now alleged maybe no longer working at ABC, but maybe working at CBS, and they want to try to get him fired from CBS as well. Even though they say, well, you know, he may not have released that. There might be other people around him that he told about that might have had it, that might have released it, but we're going to punish him nevertheless. Who leaked this video to Project Veritas? ABC wants to know, and they want to punish those responsible. We take violations of company policy very seriously, and we're pursuing all avenues to determine the source of the leak, said ABC News spokesperson. Well, you know, you live by the leak, you die by the leak, right? These people have been living by the leaks coming out of the White House one after the other, but When it comes to whistleblowers, you know, they're not really too concerned about Julian Assange, are they, at ABC? I don't think so. I don't think so. And as we pointed out, you know, when you look at Amy Robach, the person who says, well, I was shut down. I had all this information. I was 100% certain. She went on and on about that. You know, oh, yeah, we were threatened that we wouldn't have access to the royal family. We wouldn't be able to cover Kate and Will. You know, they're just such a photogenic young couple. Everybody can project their fantasies onto these two, right? So useful to be able to have them on. And she was a reporter, by the way, for Good Morning America, where George Stephanopoulos is the anchor. You know, he's also, he's one of the, I don't know his exact title there at ABC, but, you know, he runs, he anchors the Good Morning America show. He has the Sunday political talk show. He's probably as close to the Walter Cronkite of ABC News as they could get right now. George Stephanopoulos, who in his former life was the White House communications director for the Clintons, their co-presidency. Then he moved up to senior advisor to Bill Clinton. And then after the Clinton administration, he moved on to ABC, where he is now serving as the communications director for the Clintons still. Because he is the gatekeeper that makes sure that nothing bad goes out about the Clintons. You know, it was ABC News that camped out at the Obama White House every day for a week as Obama was trying to push Obamacare, telling you all happy news and good stories about how it was going to fix all of our health care woes, and it was going to lower costs. It was going to bend the cost curve. Remember that phrase? They kept hearing that. We're going to bend the cost curve. Yeah, they did. They turned it into a hockey stick. I mean, you want a real hockey stick? It didn't happen with climate change or CO2 or temperatures or anything. No, but it did happen with insurance rates after Obamacare. They went exponential. Yeah, they bent the cost curve. They bent it real good, didn't they? For everybody. It hasn't served either consumers or insurance providers very well. It is a mess. And yet, as ABC was reporting every day from the White House, the Obama White House, the Republicans said, well, we would like to reply to that. We'd like to have equal time. They said, no, we're going to give it to you. They said, well, we'd like to buy commercials. No, we're going to give that to you either. Not going to let you do that. In the same way that Twitter is now saying you can't buy commercials, political ads. I'm not going to sell any political ads to you. How about that? Not on Twitter. And we're going to control what you have to say as well. Not going to give you equal time. Not going to sell you ads. Where did they get that idea? Maybe it was from George Stephanopoulos at ABC. It was actually even worse than that. You know, as Amy Robach was reporting, and maybe she didn't have all the facts. Maybe she didn't have all the facts about Jeffrey Epstein. Because one thing she didn't say was that as Prince Andrew was meeting with Jeffrey Epstein in New York, and they were photographed, you know, walking together in Central Park and having parties, intimate dinner parties and stuff, right? And as Jeffrey Epstein was showing Prince Andrew around and showing him his harem and providing girls to him and so forth. And some of these intimate parties, guess who was there? George Stephanopoulos, her boss. No wonder it was shut down. I mean, maybe Amy didn't really have a full grasp of what was going on, right? How could you? Yeah, she had a lot of information. She had a lot of people who were talking about Jeffrey Epstein, talking about the prince, but she didn't know how her boss was involved with all this. She was absolutely frustrated and flummoxed about that. Yeah, not too bright. Not too bright. Especially when after this tape surfaces, she decides, after she's essentially burned her bridges there at ABC, she decides that she will then deny all of it and burn her bridges with the rest of America. Burn her credibility, and that's exactly what she did. And of course, it was not only George Stephanopoulos, but it was, you know, that paragon of virtue, Charlie Rose. That was also the private parties. Woody Allen, George Stephanopoulos, Charlie Rose. She had no idea, I guess. So the Clinton advisors are absolutely silent after Ronan Farrow is saying, yeah, President Clinton was credibly accused of rape. And I'm sure that that won't be covered by ABC News either. Meanwhile, when we look at the fact that the Epstein family, his brother, hired the forensic pathologist, whose name is Dr. Michael Baden. After Michael Baden went on Fox News and talked about the fact that, yeah, I'm not buying the fact that this was a suicide because of the neck injuries. In my 50 years, I've never seen those kind of neck injuries in a suicidal hanging. Always in a strangulation. We had multiple neck bones broken and where they were and the hyoid bone, you know, fractures on the left and right side of the larynx. Another on the left hyoid bone. Those are not only extremely unusual, he said, I've never seen one in my 50 years that wasn't caused by strangulation because you can't get that kind. And he talked about the weight of the body and so forth. Doesn't have the capability to break that bone, but you can do it if you're strangling somebody. And then in addition to that, remember that Jeffrey Epstein didn't hang himself, allegedly hang himself, from the ceiling, you know, jumping off of some kind of a chair or something. So it wouldn't even have his full body weight. He was allegedly strangled himself by tying a sheet to the bed and kneeling on the floor. Yeah, we called it SBS from the very beginning. But his brother, Mark Epstein, went on Fox News talking about why they had why they hired this guy, Dr. Baden, to give a second opinion. And he said, he had some very unusual, unexplained injuries to his wrist and his shoulder. And he said, those are unexplained. Was he handcuffed? Did he struggle? Was somebody holding his wrists as he, you know, committed suicide? the marks on his wrist are unexplained. And, it just gets fishier and fishier. Meanwhile, we have Leo Zagami, talking about the fact that he has just gotten blocked on Facebook because he reposted an old story that predicted that Epstein would be murdered by the royal family and the Clintons. So this is a story that he had up once before. He put that back up, and he got taken down off of Facebook. And again, if you want to find Leo Zagami, it's leozagami.com. He said, yesterday on the 5th of November, after reposting an old post regarding the possible murder of Jeffrey Epstein by British intelligence and the Clintons that I made on the 9th of July, 2019, when Epstein was still alive, I was banned for a non-specified period without any explanation from posting on my official profile. Soon after, they also banned me from my emergency profile. Is there something that they don't want you to hear? All these people who say they want the truth must come out, protect the identity of the whistleblower. His life is in danger. Well, they're not really too concerned when somebody is obviously murdered. Or if somebody is murdered in his place and he's, whisked off to wherever it is that Israeli intelligence agents retire to. I don't know if he's dead or alive, but it wasn't suicide. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, folks, free speech is under attack. You know that, especially if you've heard this program. We've been talking about that for quite some time. And, of course, we are at the tip of that attack on free speech. We've been singled out by the largest corporations the world has ever seen. They all moved against us simultaneously. Google shutting down our YouTube accounts, shutting me down multiple times without any warning, without any explanation. And these are the people who, as I pointed out earlier in the week, these are the people running Sidewalk Labs in Toronto, and they want to do to you in physical space what they are doing to us in cyberspace on the internet. They will run the cities, and they're being set up to run cities. We're going to have a for-profit social credit system like they do in China. And that shouldn't surprise you, because really the Chinese are not communists. The Chinese are fascists. You have a merger there in China between business and government. The Chinese government officials are all sitting on the boards of these corporations, and surprise, surprise, it's not all that much different here in America. The people who are sitting on the venture capital boards that created Facebook and Google and these other companies back in the late 1990s, guess where they came from? The intelligence community, which is our real government. Our real government is the CIA here. You can just call it the empire of lies that is ruling us. And so they don't like it when we tell you the truth. They don't like it when we question their lives. Folks, if you want to stand with us right now, we have an emergency sale that will be ending very soon. 40 to 70% off of dozens of products. And this is not an act of altruism on your part to buy these products. These are actually very effective, safe, effective, natural products. I was just talking about it yesterday. A friend of my wife's, they work together because of homeschooling. And her husband had a lot of problems sleeping. And my wife said, you should try this knockout. It's all natural. And he got three excellent in a row, three nights in a row, excellent sleep. And he hasn't had that hasn't had more than about 4 hours for years. He was just raving about it. Well, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got a lot of products like that. And of course, Knockout is one of the ones that's on sale right now, 50% off. We've got some products like Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. That is 70% off. And if you don't know how important iodine is, do some research. I'm not going to go into it in detail for you. We also have a new product, VasoBeet. It's concentrated beet juice, and it acts as a vasodilator. So that's something that you ought to take a look at, whether you use it for workout, like a lot of people do, or maybe you're just in a situation where maybe you need to have some vasodilation. You've got some constricted arteries, and you need to get that 50% off of VasoBeet. We also have BrainForce Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Again, you know how important selenium is for many, many different conditions, and a lot of times you don't get enough of it. And if you need a selenium supplement, you want to make sure that it's good quality. Ours is. That's why we call it BioTrue. It's non-GMO, completely organic. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium. It's now 50% off. Many other products, even our Super Blue toothpaste, Nano Silver, no fluoride, but it does have good halogen in it, and iodine. So take a look at the Super Blue toothpaste, which is also 50% off. All these products, 40 to 70% off with free shipping and double Patriot points to get you discounts in the future. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so let's take a look. The other news that's coming out, not only are they freaking out about the fact that people are actually naming the whistleblower, do not even whisper his name. He must remain anonymous, right, as they torture Julian Assange for telling us the truth. This guy, this lying whistleblower, you must not even refer to him. Because if you put his name out there, then you're going to realize that this guy is a political operative, and you'll get a clue as to what's really going on with this. And, of course, his attorney, as it also surfaced yesterday, his attorney back in 2017 was putting out tweets saying, we've got to get rid of Trump. Hashtag coup has started. See? As I tweeted out yesterday, I said, he sounds just like Peter Strzok, doesn't he? We got to protect the country. We got to get rid of this guy. And he's this lawyer, a Democrat operative, who was bragging about his connections to John Podesta and the Clintons, linked to Chuck Schumer and so forth in 2017. He tweeted out, it's very scary. We will get rid of him, that is President Trump. And the country is strong enough to survive, even him and his supporters. Oh, they're going to get rid of you, too. We have to, he said. We have to do that. And as he is now coordinating with the Democrats to do exactly that, as Robert Barnes commented on Twitter, he said he also bragged about his connections to John Podesta with an organization that he set up for litigation. He had also said the coup has started. Many of the first steps, hashtag rebellion, hashtag coup, hashtag impeachment will follow ultimately. Hashtag lawyers. Oh, gee. Well, you know. but this just it's just a theory that these guys are out there trying to do a coup, right? I've been talking about doing this for years. Take a look at the Michael Flynn case again. You know, as we look at Roger Stone, we look at Michael Flynn, we look at Julian Assange again. We look at this coup part due. James Gagliano, a former FBI agent, says the Michael Flynn smoking gun FBI headquarters altered the interview summary. He says, he writes, as a self-proclaimed adherent to Hanlon's razor, which suggests that we never attribute to malice that which can be adequately explained by stupidity or incompetence. But he said, having proudly served in the FBI for 25 years, I bristled at any insulting accusations of an onerous deep state conspiracy. Some obvious mistakes were made during the investigation of the Trump campaign, and they were quite possibly the result of two ham-handedly overzealous FBI headquarters denizens, Strzok and Page, who were clumsily seeking to impress each other with ever-increasing levels of loathing for then-candidate Donald Trump. FBI employees, he says, are entitled to their own political views, but senior-level decision-makers who express them on government devices while overseeing a supremely consequential investigation into a political campaign simply do not possess the requisite judgment and temperament for the job. But, he writes, this is James Gagliano, a guy who worked for the FBI for 25 years. He said he didn't want to believe that there was any kind of a conspiracy out there. These are just people who were stupid or incompetent. He said, but, there recently appeared some fairly explosive allegations into potential investigator misconduct that have not received the attention that they deserve. Now, why would that be? Why wouldn't the mainstream media pick this up? Why do you think that would be? With her filing of a blistering motion to compel against federal prosecutors in the Michael Flynn case just made public, Sidney Powell, Michael Flynn's defense attorney, has upended my adherence to Hanlon's razor, that it was simply stupidity or incompetence and not malice and conspiracy. Powell is the attorney for former National Security Advisor, retired Army Lieutenant General Flynn, who pled guilty to one count of lying to FBI agents during the special counsel investigation. Powell's motion seeks to unravel a case that many feel was biased from its inception. One of the most damning charges contained in Powell's 37-page court brief is that Page, the DOJ lawyer assigned to the office of then-FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, may have materially altered Flynn's interview, FD-302, which was drafted by Strzok. FBI agents transfer handwritten interview notes into formal testimonial document within 5 days of conducting an interview, while the recollections are still fresh. He writes, this is a guy who's had 25 years working for the FBI, who said, I would not believe that this was malice or conspiracy. But now he says, but it is unheard of for someone not actually on the interview itself to materially alter a 302. As an FBI agent, no one in my chain of command ever directed me to alter consequential wording. And as a longtime FBI supervisor, I never, ever directed an agent to recollect something different from what they had discerned during an interview. Returning a 302 for errors in grammar, punctuation, or syntax is appropriate. This occurs before the document is ultimately uploaded. Well, with that in mind, think about this text message from Strzok to Page. I made your edits. I sent them to Joe. I also emailed you an updated 302. I'm not asking you to edit it this weekend. Just wanted to send it to you. He said, remember, words make a big difference. Remember, it wasn't Comey decided not to use gross negligence and said when he's talking about Hillary Clinton, he called it extreme carelessness. It makes all the difference in the world. Those little words.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off.
double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is MycoZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. Infowarstore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. Infowarstore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just reading you the op-ed piece by James Gagliano. Guy worked for the FBI for 25 years. He said he was absolutely blown away by what was in Michael Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell's 37-page court brief. The fact that other people who were not in on that interview with Michael Flynn materially altered that 302, which was then used as the basis to say, well, Michael Flynn didn't do anything wrong. He just didn't tell us. He lied to us when we asked him questions. He didn't understand he was in a deposition. First of all, I mean, I keep going back to James Clapper, the liar, who under oath is asked point blank by Ron Wyden a very direct question about whether or not he was illegally and unconstitutionally surveilling the American public, and he lied to Congress. He lied to the American public about that very issue as he was breaking the law, and nothing was ever done to him. Why? Because they are the government. I've actually played in the past comments made by Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA, former director of the NSA, a guy who tells everybody, yeah, I'm just a libertarian. Yeah, right. And Michael Hayden said, I blame Ron Wyden. He knew perfectly well that James Clapper was doing that. All those senators on that committee knew that. All of their staffers knew that. It's like, seriously? Yeah, and he made him lie. He made him lie under oath. And that just shows right there that they're all complicit. The fact that they didn't come after James Clapper for lying under oath shows that they're all complicit, doesn't it? They're not only complicit in the crime, they're complicit in the perjury. Yeah, it's far worse than what Tucker Carlson said. He said, yeah, so they're going to say that Roger Stone lied to Congress when Congress can lie to us all the time and do? No, they break the law. They violate the Constitution they swore to uphold, the oath that gives them their very authority. That's why it's important to go back and look at the Constitution, because I have to understand these people have violated their oath, and that makes what they do without any authority, besides violating the additional laws that are out there. And everybody's in on it, as Hayden said. Why are you singling out James Clapper? Well, you know, maybe Ron Wyden was tired of the lies. Maybe he thought that if he exposed it, somebody else in Congress would pick up on that, and yet they didn't, did they? They let it go. 5 years. Nobody did a thing, either about the illegal surveillance or about James Clapper lying. But boy, they come after Michael Flynn. They set up an entrapment. They don't let him know that they're monitoring this, that this is some kind of a deposition. And then even when they don't get something that is incriminating, they change the 302 statement. And it's changed by Lisa Page, who was not even there. Peter Strzok asks her to change it for it. So she does that. And now we've got the anonymous book. a warning. A warning. This is written by an unnamed senior White House official. Again, Attorney General Barr and the Justice Department say, we want this guy named because we think that this individual, if he is a senior White House official, as the New York Times says, then he has violated non-disclosure agreements. Well, you know, maybe, you know, that's something that they could take a look at. But we've had, you know, Hillary Clinton, who violated national security. She violated that statement, how she was going to handle state secrets, things that were classified above top secret. They never did anything to her. They didn't do anything to James Clapper. You know, they didn't do anything even to Ed Snowden. You know, they didn't block the publication of that book. What are they going to do to these publishers? I don't know. I mean, I'm all for free speech, but it kind of shows that there are multiple standards about this sort of thing. I'm all for whistleblowers. I'm all for getting the truth out there. But seriously, anonymous? Anonymous, we'll be right back with more about that. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, at the top of the Drudge Report right now is the Huffington Post story about the book, A Warning, which is being published by somebody who says that they are a senior former senior White House official. They're going by the name Anonymous. And listen to this, a few paragraphs down from the Huffington Post story. We'll talk about what this supposedly is saying. But just before we do that, consider the fact that we have an anonymous book out there. We don't know who wrote this, but, you know, just take their word for it. They are a senior White House official. And passages from this book, which is not even going to be published until November the 19th, so we're 12 days away as of this broadcast, 12 days away from this book even being published. Passages from A Warning, set to be published November 19th, were provided to the Huffington Post by a source who did so only on condition that their anonymity be protected. And that passages from the book would not be quoted from directly. It's like, whoa, I got to get my head around this. So we've got a whistleblower complaint that, as President Trump declassified it, you could see that it was somebody that wasn't in the room. It was hearsay accusations. And that's the basis for this coup part deux, this witch hunt. Then we have this book, which is being published by somebody who is anonymous, and now excerpts of it are leaked to the Huffington Post about 2 weeks before it's going to be published. But the leaker of the anonymous book wants to remain anonymous, and the passages must not be directly quoted. You got to kind of summarize what they're saying. Don't directly quote this from the book. What a load of excrement this is. Is this unbelievable? You know, this is one of the reasons why I never got into the QAnon stuff on the other side. You know, QAnon was putting out stuff favorable to Trump, and so trust the plan, trust the plan. I don't trust anybody who is anonymous. And we got multiple indirection, misdirection of an anonymity in this particular report. I don't trust anybody who's anonymous, because even if somebody calls you on the phone and says, you know, by the way, I am so-and-so, and I actually am QAnon. Well, how do you know that? And how do you know that somebody else isn't going to put something out later and claim that they're QAnon, right? Because nobody knew who QAnon was in the first place. This is like the wag the dog story. Remember, we talked about that with the Baghdadi story? You know, they concoct a complete bunch of nonsense and they put it out, and the other people say, wait a minute, that's a bunch of nonsense. So we'll make up our own story about what happened to Schumann, you know, the hero. You know, he's left behind. Oh, we got him now. And then as he's going to be coming back to go, the next, the other side then makes up the next story about, oh, no, he died in a plane crash or whatever. I mean, you know, once you get down this path of anonymity, it's even worse than wag the dog. And that's where we are with this. So, you know, what's at the top of the Drudge Report? This anonymous book, anonymously written book, has now been anonymously leaked to HuffPost. And HuffPo is now saying, and we can tell you this, but we can't really put the quotes out of the book. We can just kind of summarize it. So here's what we're saying. This is the bombshell news. Vice President Pence would support the use of the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. Okay, well, that's bombshell, isn't it? Except how do you know that any of this stuff is true? Now, quite frankly, I don't have a problem believing that Pence would do that, but I'm not going to trust this report. I mean, when I look at what happened to General Flynn, immediately happening to him, I know that Pence and Nikki Haley are neocons. They are tightly tied into the military-industrial complex, and I don't trust them. I wouldn't trust them to get behind me at all. You know, you got to get behind somebody like President Trump before he can stick a knife in his back. And quite frankly, I wouldn't be surprised, and I've talked about other things that were leaked in the past, saying that could have come from Nikki Haley or could have come from Pence or whatever. I wouldn't trust Pence or Nikki Haley, especially Nikki Haley, after the lies and the posturing that she did about the Skripal poisoning to try to get Trump to commit even deeper than we already did commit into Syria. The reason I don't trust Pence is because of what he did as part of General Flynn. You know, the essence of that was that Pence, as the FBI was creating these lies, Pence came out and said, he misled me about that. And Pence, more than anybody else, threw him under the bus at the very beginning. And I said that when Pence did it. I said, this is a very bad sign. This is a very bad sign as to where Pence's loyalties lie. Because General Flynn was telling us the truth about the military-industrial complex, and that's why they had to take him out within, what was it, like 2 weeks or something? I mean, they're working on getting him out of there even before President Trump was sworn in. Fastest they've ever removed somebody. Why? Because he was telling us the truth. And when you got Pence coming in there and lying about Flynn, throwing him under the bus, I could believe that Pence would do any of this stuff. But I don't believe this anonymous book, and I don't believe the Huffington Post, and I don't believe anything that is leaked with two levels of anonymity. Again, you know, going back to the QAnon, how do you know when somebody is anonymous? Anybody can say that they are that person at any point in time. You know, they can take that over. Now, Mike Pence did go on an interview with Fox Business anchor Trish Regan. I think is the way you pronounce it. I don't know. I've never seen her program. But she said, she asked him, did you say to him, he was in on the phone call, did you say to Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, did you say to him, the money is contingent upon you offering something up in the way of a statement, whatever it may be, on how you are handling corruption? He said, and that was referring to his meeting September the 1st, because Pence subsequently went to meet with the Ukraine president after the phone call. He said, oh, of course not. Our focus entirely in the meeting I took with President Zelensky was entirely focused on our support for the integrity and the security of Ukraine. He added that the purpose of the meeting was to see President Zelensky succeed in his agenda of moving anti-corruption legislation. Regan said, you never said, listen, if you want to get this nearly $400 million, you got to do something on corruption. Of course not. Of course not, Pence said, other than to say that we wanted to support his efforts to deal with corruption in Ukraine. Let me just interject here in the middle of this interview. I pointed out that in Lebanon, we had a change of administration. And it was just this last week that it was widely reported the Trump administration said, well, we don't trust this new change of administration. And so we're going to withhold, what was it, $105 or $150 million withholding. That's a perfectly legitimate thing to do. If we believe that a government is corrupt, why would we send them hundreds of millions of dollars? Yeah, I understand that's what Democrats do. I understand that's what establishment Republicans do. Why would we support that? Why wouldn't there be a quid pro quo of you got to clean up your act? We know that you are presiding over a banana republic here. And before we shower you with cash, we want to make sure that you're clean beforehand. Why wouldn't that be the case? And as Alan Keyes said in the interview with me, three days ago? He said the president is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. He's over the Department of Justice. He's over the Attorney General. He not only, he has a duty in that position to investigate corruption. So if he talks to the president there, who, by the way, had brought up corruption and cleaning the swamp there, according to the transcript that President Trump released, it was Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, who brought it up. Yeah, we're cleaning up our swamp. And the president said, good. Joe Biden's been bragging about how he, did some things. Can you look into that? Well, why wouldn't you do that? Why would that be a crime? And that's what I said from the very beginning. It's only a crime if you investigate the crimes of the Democrats, because Democrats can't commit crimes by definition of Washington, the Washington establishment. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show. A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table. And I clicked on iodine and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time. But I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And more updates about the coup part due. We have the Democrats' star witness admits that he wasn't even in on the Trump-Ukraine call. The sole source was the New York Times. Again, the echo chamber of the corporate media and the Democrat Party. That's all that's here, as we've got everybody flipping out over the fact that President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., tweeted out a Breitbart article, and so you see the headlines are, Trump Jr. outs the CIA whistleblower. It's like everybody knew this guy's name. We just couldn't pronounce it. That's why Rand Paul is saying, print his name, because nobody, CIA, yeah, it's not appropriate that his name begins with CIA. CIARAMELLA. Now, my best guess on this is Eric, Ciaramella? Is that the way you pronounce his name? But I have spelled it, and it begins with CIA, coincidentally. And he was part of the Obama administration, just like the first juror in the Roger Stone trial. Yeah, it all goes back to that, doesn't it? You're going to find out all this stuff goes back to Brennan and the Obama administration. We pointed that out many times. Yeah, that first juror that the Judge Jackson allowed over the objections of Roger Stone's attorneys, somebody that was not just the deputy director of the OMB under Bill Clinton and not just an OMB under Obama, but she was picked to be the head of HHS under Obama. And her husband was a part of the group that accused Roger Stone. So, yeah, of course, she had absolutely no opinions about Russiagate, had not heard anything about it. You know, somebody who was at cabinet level for the Obama administration, she'd never heard anything about any of this stuff. And the judge said, well, that's fine. That's okay. I believe you. And shut up if you say anything about it. We got Jacob Ingalls who's going to be on with Alex Jones later today. She threatened him, had a rant about that. And then eventually, she kind of came to her senses and said, okay, we'll replace her with somebody else. But, of course, if you are a Republican in any way, shape, or form, you're not allowed on that jury by that judge. Again, somebody who worked for the Reagan administration, was not even a Republican, was thrown out by that judge. But if your husband was part of the group that came after Roger Stone, that's not a disqualifying conflict of interest, none whatsoever, none whatsoever. And, of course, you know, this CIA Ramella. That's what I'll call him, CIA Ramella. I don't know how to pronounce his name, so let's just call him CIA Ramella. This is the guy who is the whistleblower. The whistleblower. He worked very closely also with the anti-Trump dossier hoaxer. That's right. Real Clear Investigations, I think, was the first ones to put out his name. He is Eric CIA Ramella. He was also part of the Obama administration email chain that celebrated the eventual signing of a billion-dollar U.S. loan guarantee to Ukraine. You know, because they would block the investigation of the corruption that that Joe Biden was so proud of. Rand Paul has meanwhile blocked a resolution aimed at keeping the whistleblower's identity secret. It is an open secret in the first place. And, you know, the fact that, these people are out there saying there's a real concern for this guy's safety. Again, that makes me want to puke. This is, the headline from a Vanity Fair article. There's a real concern for this guy's safety, this whistleblower. You don't have any concern for the safety of Julian Assange as he's being tortured to death in a British prison at the demands of this CIA government here, this empire of lies that we have in the United States. Again, take a look at that London-Langley axis that was all part of this Russiagate coup attempt in the first place. And now these people are slowly killing Julian Assange, and they don't care about a real whistleblower. They only care about the whistleblowers who lie to support their agenda. And so I'm glad that Rand Paul has blocked that resolution calling to keep his name a secret, because it's already out there. We already know it. And when you look at NBC News, and I tweeted out about this yesterday, you can find me on Twitter, Libertarian, Intel officials want CIA Director Gina Haspel to protect the Ukraine whistleblower from Trump, Now, let me explain to NBC that Gina Haspel and the CIA director supposedly work for Trump. But the reality that NBC is referring to is the fact that the real government, again, is the CIA. Well, the CIA needs to protect him from Trump. Unbelievable. Protect CIA Ramella. That's his name. Eric CIA Ramella. It will be incumbent upon her to protect the whistleblower and, by extension, the organization moving forward. Now, we talk about Gina Haspel protecting whistleblowers. I've had on my show many times John Kiriakou, a real CIA whistleblower, somebody who exposed corruption and crimes in the CIA. He exposed the torture, and it was Gina Haspel who covered it up. It was Gina Haspel who destroyed videotapes of the torture so you wouldn't see it. Now, she's been rewarded, unfortunately, by President Trump to be made the director of the CIA. But you want to talk about a real whistleblower? John Kiriakou went to prison. None of the people who did the torturing went to prison. The psychologists who were paid millions of dollars to train the CIA on how to do torture, they didn't go to prison. They kept the money. They were sued, but they got off. You know, they shut the trial down. I mean, this is the way Washington works. This is the way our empire of lies works. Just absolutely amazing to me that they would turn this upside down and say, Gina Haspel needs to protect the whistleblower. Gina Haspel and these people, they have done everything they could to protect the torturers, calling the torture enhanced interrogation and so forth. And now we have the fact that, the impeachment transcript is showing that the Democrats are now probing Trump Hotel and emoluments. Yeah. Well, you know, if we don't understand what torture means, do you think that we're going to understand what emoluments mean? Any word that, you know, as I say, any law that is sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all. Well, if you got a word that is sufficiently archaic and has enough syllables in it, you can make it mean anything that you want, can't you? And that's exactly what they're going to do with the term emoluments. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how they play with language. Now, the latest term that has been blacklisted. Can we say blacklisted, or is that kind of racist to say that? I don't know, because we can't say blind spot. It's an ableist term. We can't say blind spot because, you know, people who can see, I guess, supposedly making fun of people saying blind spot. Are you kidding me? We'll be right back.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds and hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Ban.video.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
tyranny by any other name. And that really is what is happening now. We allow these people to construct our language. And by the phrases that they choose, they are actually deconstructing our society. We as conservatives, libertarians, do not realize the value of picking these terms because it allows them to take the high ground. You know, we had President Trump talking about anchor babies, right? And that reporter lectured President Trump, don't call them anchor babies. And President Trump said, remember when he was running for office, he says, well, what would you call them? Well, I would call them children born in America to undocumented immigrants. And President Trump said, I think I'll call them anchor babies. Well, you know, what he should have said was, okay, well, you want to go with a long definition here? Let's call them children of illegal trespassers, not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, because that's the 14th Amendment, right? The 14th Amendment makes it clear that you're an American citizen if you are born in America subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. Well, if you are a foreign citizen, as it makes it clear with ambassadors who are here legally by permission, that their children do not become American citizens because they are citizens of a foreign country and they are subject to the jurisdiction of another country. So if you come here and you're trespassing criminally, you are still a citizen, but not of this country. You're a foreign citizen and you're criminally trespassing. Then let's just call them children born in America illegal trespassers who are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. That makes it very clear that the 14th Amendment does not make them American citizens. But I don't think that I like the term anchor baby. We just need to expand that out. But they play these types of games with us. For example, you know, we have the Patriot Act. They wanted that to sound like it was patriotic, even though it was the most unpatriotic thing that's ever been passed in Congress. And so they worked very hard to have that acronym. They did that all the time. Real ID. Real ID, as I pointed out this week. A better term for that is to call it internal passport. Internal passport is what real ID is. A permission slip is what E-Verify is. It's a permission slip from the federal government to get a job. A job permission slip from the feds. That's what E-Verify is. Do you really want that? Is that the best way to protect ourselves from a migrant invasion? Is to issue job permission slips from Washington for American citizens? Is that really what you want to do? You know, we hear all this stuff after 9/11. They hate us for our freedom, as many people have said. I've repeated it as well. Well, they must really love us now. Let me tell you who hates you for your freedom. The empire of lies in Washington. It's the establishment Democrats and Republicans who hate you for your freedoms. And they've done everything they can with the so-called Patriot Act, with a real ID, which is really going to be an internal passport that's coming up in the next year. They'll have that in place. With E-Verify, they hate you for your freedom. They want to take every freedom that you've got. It's very clear from the Democrats and from many Republicans that they hate you for your freedom. And now we have these people who are now imposing these terms on us. This article from RT pointing out some lady named Kimberly Jane Aaron. She goes by the handle on Twitter of Crippled Scholar. See, she's allowed to use the term crippled. Oh, but that is so horrible if anybody else were to use that. But she can call herself crippled. But you don't dare do that, you ableist people out there. And she says, here's a PSA, she says. Here's a public service announcement. We are replacing an ableist term with the term, quote, dead angle, dead angle. It means a spot on your periphery you cannot see or an area not covered by closed circuit TV. You all probably already know what term I'm replacing, so I'm not even going to tell you, dead angle. Use it till other people conform. Little speech Nazi there who calls herself Crippled Scholar. And she has just decided that she's going to replace that, and you better conform to what she has to say. See, that's the whole attitude of these people. Shut up. You're going to conform to what I like. And if you don't do what I like, then I will put you out of business or I'll ban you from the public square and so forth. You know, what she's talking about is don't use the term blind spot. But she wants that to be dead angle. I don't know. Are we going to offend dead people here? turn a blind eye, being tone deaf, a blind spot, all of those things. Got to get rid of all those, right? Because they're ableist terms, which they describe as discriminating against disabled or handicapped people. You know, people like this crippled scholar, as she called herself. And then there's that term woke, which I really hate. Let's not use the term woke. Here's a public service announcement, folks. I think that we should change the term woke because they're not woke. These people are blue-pilled, right? They didn't take the red pill and wake up. No, they decided to stay asleep and to stay as part of the matrix, not knowing what's going on. And so from that standpoint, I think it's perfectly fine to call them blue-pilled because they're Democrats and they love that color blue. You know, they don't want to use the color red because even though they fly their commie flags, their socialist flag, red has always been the color of socialists and communists. Still is. I mean, the Antifa people here in Austin, you know, they walk around with their red flag with their hammer and sickle, you know, nostalgic for the days of Stalin and so forth. Mao, all these communists all used red. Oh, but now we're supposed to call them blue. Well, let's call them blue-pilled. Call them blue-pilled Democrats, because that's exactly what they are. They're blue-pilled. They're not woke. They're totally asleep. And if you think that's lame, you can't use the term lame either, because you'll get called out by these people. As a matter of fact, they do call people out for using the term lame. Some good news. I'll pass on to you an update on James Younger. Again, his father, Jeffrey, I interviewed. We've interviewed him multiple times here at InfoWars. Other people have as well. Alex has interviewed him. And the case where the parents were divorced, the mother began transitioning him into a girl at the age of 3, telling him that he was a girl because he liked girls. And so he should dress as a girl. He should go by the name Luna. She, you know, put a rag on his head. And Jeffrey, the first time the boy said that, you know, I played the video exchange back and forth. It was absolutely incredible how this young boy was being psychologically abused by the mother. And so this has become a big deal, a big deal. 7-year-old James Younger has now chosen to attend school dressed as a boy. After this became a big deal, and again, the jury, the Texas jury, by 11 out of 12 people said, we're going to give the mother sole control over this boy. Because they said, well, somebody needs to be in sole control, and we don't want the father to be it. Well, that just leaves the mother, right? And it became such a big case that the governor got involved and said, well, I'm going to review what's going on here in this family court. And at that point, the family judge said, well, I'm going to overrule what the jury said, and I'm going to give them joint custody. And now, 7-year-old James Younger is attending school dressed as a boy. And there's pictures up showing him going attending school this week dressed as a boy, also showing photos of him and his brother dressed in a suit for church. Going to school, this is what it looks like when James gets to choose, reads the Post. Teachers had reported that there was zero stress or disruption in the class at the time that he went dressed as a boy. And there you can see the pictures of it. Now, that's just the beginning, folks. This is not necessarily a happy ending. Hopefully this is going to continue to go this way. Hopefully he will not have a chemical castration. But this has already happened to other kids. Not even in a situation where there is an internal divorce in the family, but where the school decided that they were going to transition a kid, just like this mother did. And they did it against the wishes of the parents. There's a lot of work to be done to save a lot of other children. And James hasn't totally been saved yet either, but that's a positive.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
Infowars.com/show. The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the other kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeat. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. Infowarsstore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. Infowarsstore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Get back into a little bit of politics here, but just take a brief sidestep onto the sidewalk, onto Sidewalk Labs. I've talked about this multiple times. I've been talking about Sidewalk Labs for quite some time. And as Google decided that they wanted to extend this even further, they wanted even more control in this experiment in Toronto. It is an experiment of a smart city. The UN agenda for 2030 is to have us all locked up in smart cities where we can be watched and controlled. And, of course, it's going to be done here in America in a fascistic way. The union of corporations and governments to get this done, just as it is being done in China. Because in China, you've already had the conjoining of government and corporations by definition. It is. And the people in Hong Kong are wise enough to understand exactly what that is. They're calling them Nazis, and they're not You know, this is not Goodwin's law here. No, they really are Nazis. They really are nationalists, hyper-nationalists. China is. You realize that, right? Everything for China, nothing for anybody else, right? That is hyper-nationalism. And they're also socialists. They're not communists, however. They aren't communists. Again, you know, it's they're not polar. Those two things are not polar opposite, fascist and communism. They tell you that all the time because they got a faulty model of the political spectrum. The only difference between the two is that the Nazis were hyper-nationalists and the communists said, well, we are internationalists. And, you know, we don't promote one nation. We want the whole world to be communist. Well, you know, the Chinese fascists are more like Hitler. They want the world to be ruled by the Chinese government. So they're very much like Adolf Hitler. And, of course, Hitler criticized Stalin for saying that he made a tactical mistake by seizing the businesses from private corporations that knew how to make the trains run on time. He said he made a mistake doing that. We're going to let these people make the, you know, keep the trains running on time until we get finished, and then we will take it. But essentially, it's private companies under government control, but still leaving them as private companies and hyper-nationalism. So that brings us back to what's going on here in America. And this headline from Mass Private Eye blog has it spot on. Sidewalk Labs Smart Cities will create a for-profit social credit system. Understand that. I talked about how it was fascist, how it was a merger, a private-public partnership to control you, just like China is doing. And here in America, if you want to control people's speech, you've got to use misdirection. You've got to tell people, oh, this is just a private corporation that's doing it. We have absolutely nothing to do with it, even though we had the intelligence services, the people at the highest level sitting on the venture capital boards. We had the CIA went open, openly created a venture capital firm, NQTEL, in the late 1990s, and they were funding these firms. You had the Atlantic Council, a NATO think tank, giving money to these firms and so forth. But yeah, we don't have anything to do with that. And, you know, they're just doing whatever they want to do. And they're allowed to do that because they're private corporations. So they use the that glove of private ownership, but the hand that's in that glove is the iron fist of the military-industrial complex. So, yeah, it really is going to be a for-profit social credit system. They're going to let the corporations, the heavily subsidized corporations like Elon Musk, they're going to let those people, those technocrats. And remember, Elon Musk's grandfather was arrested by the Canadian government because he had an organization called Technocracy Incorporated. And they said, you want to overthrow democracy? You want to overthrow our republic and have us ruled by technocrats like you? And that's exactly what he was saying. As I played for you, you know, you go back and look at The Shape of Things to Come by H.G. Wells, the movie, Things to Come. That's exactly what he was saying was exactly what H.G. Wells had his character John Cabal say. And these guys had the same worldview, the same understanding. And when we had the EU remove the elected president of Greece and put in a banker, what did they call him? Well, they called him a technocrat. Zbigniew Brzezinski said in the 1970s, the world is going to be, we're going to have global government, one world government. We're going to get there by creating three different regions, and then we're going to consolidate them, and we're going to be ruled by a technocratic elite. And you got Elon Musk's grandfather, who, after he escaped going to jail, he left the country and went to South Africa. And now Elon Musk is back, and now he is being used to establish a technocracy, just as his grandfather proposed. And he's not the only one. He's not the only technocrat. Google, Sidewalk Labs, smart city surveillance. Much worse than anybody could have imagined. And so as some people in Toronto are pushing back against this, the paper there, the Globe and Mail, came across a guidebook, a yellow book is what they called it, from Sidewalk Labs, spelling out what they were going to do, and not just in Toronto. Remember, I pointed out the other day when I first covered this that they're coming into Detroit and to Denver and to Alameda, California. They want to set up these smart cities under their control, these dictators, these Silicon Valley tyrants, these technocrats. They have established their control over your digital public square and your speech, controlling the search engines, controlling social media, and they intend to do that in physical space and urban space as they corral you into these UN smart cities. And they expect to have this done by 2030. Here's a quote from that yellow book. Sidewalk, meaning Sidewalk Labs, will require tax and financing authority to finance and provide services, including the ability to impose, capture, and reinvest property taxes. The company would also create and control its own public services, including schools, special transit systems, and private road infrastructure. So they're going to control the schools. They're going to control the police. They're going to control the courts. They're going to control your transportation system. They will own the little cars that will be so-called autonomous cars. They're not going to be autonomous. They're certainly not going to be anonymous. They're going to know everywhere you go. And they're not autonomous. What we have now are autonomous cars. Isn't it amazing how they use the language? An automobile means that I am mobile myself, independent of them. And I can do it right now, anonymously. But they're going to make sure that you have your transportation under central control. That's not autonomous. That is centrally controlled transportation. And they're going to control it. As I pointed out, they seek to have all of the government functions in these different places. And Sidewalk is where you're going to be if you don't cooperate with them. You'll be walking on the sidewalk. You won't have access to transportation. You'll be cut off from getting loans or even going to control whether or not you can get a loan or what interest rate you get, whether or not they like you. And that's going to depend on whether or not you like them. Just take a look at this clip out of China to see what this is looks like. Let's play video clip number 5, China shaming a jaywalker. There it is right there. He's jaywalking, and the sign immediately flashes it up. You've been noticed, citizen, right? We got you on tape immediately as he jaywalks. Isn't that amazing? You want to live in a system like that? Well, Google wants you to live in something like that. They said we have the possibility of an alternative approach to jail. We could use data to assess people, and we could determine what kind of response we want to do. Like, we could send somebody to a substance abuse center. Or, you know, you could flag somebody and say, I think I'm going to send them to a mental institution, pre-crime. You know, they haven't done anything, but I'm kind of worried about the fact this guy likes to use guns, for example. Or maybe, you know, he drove his car in an antisocial manner. He accelerated too quickly or took the corner too quickly or he braked too quickly or whatever. He was a little bit too aggressive at that four-way stop. I think he needs to be put into a mental institution, reassessed and retrained. That's the notes from Google. That's the future that they want. So you can be arrested by Google's police, sentenced by Google's judges, and your kids will go to Google schools. And if you're lucky, if you're a good little citizen, you get a pat on the head and you can have a business. Folks, that's what they've done to us on social media. You have stood with us and we're going to continue to expose what their agenda is. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Our 40 to 70% off sale is going to end pretty soon. Right now, you can get many products 40 to 70% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. The products that we sell there for your health.
The Alex Jones Show. A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant, it's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we have everybody and the corporate media and the political establishment in Washington so upset about this whistleblower wanting to keep him anonymous, and yet understand that in the smart cities that they are now in the process of constructing, and, you know, they're letting Google do it with their sidewalk labs. They're saying, we're not going to let you be anonymous. As a matter of fact, if you choose to be anonymous, you're going to be punished. There'll be consequences for that. So you're not going to be allowed to be anonymous. I mean, we've got a book that's being written. Not only do we have a so-called anonymous whistleblower, except that his name is Eric CIA Morella, we also have a book that is written by somebody that's supposed to be, we got their word for it. New York Times says it's true. Senior White House official. But as this anonymously written book that's not going to come out for another couple of weeks, we have parts of it that are leaked to the Huffington Post. But even the leaker says, well, I'm giving this to you on condition of anonymity. So you have an anonymous leak of an anonymously written book. And don't you dare expose any of these people. And yet, look at what Sidewalk Labs is going to do. Look at what Google is going to do with this. Early on, the company notes in their book, their paper, the Yellow Book, which describes everything they're going to have, the company notes that a sidewalk neighborhood would collect real-time position data for all entities, including people. Think about that. In the UN Smart Cities, And that's what this is. This is being implemented by Google. It is a design created by the UN, just as the Internet was designed by a DARPA psychologist. But in this smart city design, all entities include people. Unique data identifiers would be generated for every person, for every business, or for every object registered in the district. So think about that. You know, we talk about the Internet of Things, and I've said before, they will envision you as part of the Internet of Things. It's not just their so-called autonomous cars, which are not autonomous, they're centrally controlled. It's not just their cars that are going to be part of the Internet of Things. It's not just these devices. You know, we had, and I think it was right after I started working here at InfoWars, but maybe 7 years ago. It was before the Snowden leaks. We had David Petraeus, who was then head of the CIA, and he went to some small conference somewhere, and he told the people, he said, well, with the Internet of Things, your appliances will be connected to the Internet, and guess what? Your refrigerator will be giving us information about you. It'll be informing on you. And that was reported by the mainstream media. And it was a statement that he openly made. And yet when we reported it and when we highlighted that and repeated it, we were called conspiracy theorists. Because, you know, 7 years ago, nobody thought that their computer monitors were looking at them. Nobody believed that, as we were telling everybody, well, before James Clapper lied to everybody about it, before the Snowden leaks, we were still telling you that, yeah, they're looking at everything about you. They're monitoring everything about you. And you will be a part of the Internet of Things. It's not just your refrigerator or your thermostat or the doorbell. You are the real object that they're coming after. And they want to inventory you. You could call it the inventory of things instead of the Internet of Things. They want to inventory every single person. The people, especially, are what they want to control. They're not interested in controlling your refrigerator. They're using the idea that you could control your refrigerator, or you could start your oven or your dishwasher while you're gone, or adjust your thermostat. But they want to use that to control. You think you're controlling your appliances, but they're using your appliances to control you, especially in Google's Smart City Sidewalk Lab.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
So as the Globe and Mail in Toronto gets a hold of the internal documents of Google, and they find out that Google is going to set up their own private police force. They're going to set the tax rates for you. They're going to, so you can be, arrested, fined by Google police, and you'll be dragged into Google court. You're not going to have any constitutional rights. I mean, that's the problem that we've got right now in this country. We've had our Congress has turned over to the bureaucracy, legislative capability. So we have legislation without representation, and that includes taxation because these people can fine you. And as I pointed out many times, they operate under the legal fiction, and it is a fiction, that the EPA or the IRS or the FCC or the FAA, any of these people, they can fine you, and they can make these fines excessive. Remember, the FAA said, well, if you got a drone and you don't register it, we'll give you a $25,000 fine. Remember that? That's excessive for not registering a toy drone, isn't it? Yeah, I would say so. A lot of people did. And so they kind of relented from that a little bit because of the pushback from the public. But they don't have to. They can do anything that they want because they're not accountable to you. We have taxation without representation. We have legislation without representation. You got these bureaucracies who write the rules, and they say, well, they're not rules, so they're not laws, they're just rules. So you're... presumption of innocence and your due process and your protection against excessive fines don't apply because it's not a law. It's not criminal. You just violated our rules. Well, you know what's criminal? What's criminal is what the bureaucracies are doing to us. What's criminal is the way that they have prevaricated around the Constitution. And now we're going to have corporations like Google do that. We're going to let them set up the rules. We're going to have them run the police. They will run the courts. And guess what? In their courts, you're not going to have a presumption of innocence because you don't have it right now with the government bureaucracy. And you're not going to have any protection against excessive fines. And you're not going to have any free speech or anything else like that. Again, you are going to be a part of the Internet of Things. You are simply part of their inventory. You're a slave. They're going to track you like a slave, like livestock. They're going to treat you the same way they do their cars. They're going to ban your cars, and they're going to track you like they track one of their cars. That's why they're putting the 5G everywhere. And they don't care what it does to your health. I mean, it's going to destroy your health. It's going to destroy your privacy. For sure, it'll destroy your privacy. Many indications of the harm that it will do to health. And they don't care. They're not going to do any experimentation. They don't really care what it does to your health. Not a concern. So as we're telling you this is coming, as we repeated what Petraeus was bragging about, we were called conspiracy theorists. It wasn't a conspiracy. It was a fact. It was a fact. And now we've got this book that was obtained by the Globe and Mail in Toronto. And they went through and they said, look, this is the way Google is talking about this. They're already turning over information from people's cell phones. They have this thing they call Sensor Vault. And one deputy police chief says Google's Sensor Vault shows the whole pattern of your life to them. Everything you do is an open book. And now we got Attorney General Barr saying to the FBI, to everybody in the Department of Justice, we're going to use this in a pre-crime analysis. This has been around for a long time. Again, going back to James Clapper, that's where the liar hung out since the late 1990s. He's been in geospatial intelligence, where they have activity-based intelligence, anticipatory intelligence, human domain analytics, so they can master the human domain. That was the subtitle of Jade Helm. As one Harvard professor put it, Shoshana Zuboff said, Sidewalk Labs is like a for-profit China that would use digital infrastructure to modify and direct social and political behavior. That's right. See, they've already done it on the internet. Of course, they're going to do that if they get control of our physical space, and it's being handed over to them. Even though in Toronto, you got a lot of people who bought into this, a lot of liberals who bought into the climate alarmism and said, oh, yeah, this is for sustainability. And that's the way the UN 2030 agenda is being sold to everybody. It's the agenda for sustainability. And they think, oh, well, this is going to sustain the environment. No, it's not. It's going to sustain tyranny. That's what it's set up for. It's going to sustain their power over you. They point out, if you choose to remain anonymous, you will not be able to access all of the area's services. Automated taxi services would not be available if you choose to remain anonymous. So, you know, all the people who are so concerned about this whistleblower, silent or plotting as Julian Assange, the real whistleblower, is being slowly murdered, rotting away in a British prison. These people who are so concerned about keeping the whistleblower anonymous, these are the people who are allowing and promoting a system that is going to punish you if you choose to remain anonymous. Merchants would not be able to accept cash. You would not be able to get a loan. And if they don't like it, even if you are not anonymous, you'll pay much more for a loan if they don't like what you do. So every person will be tracked. Every business will be tracked. Every object will be tracked because you are nothing but an object to these people. And as they point out, as the Globe and Mail talks about this, forcing people to give up their privacy in order to receive health care, forcing people to give up their privacy in order to receive emergency services, forcing people to use credit cards, it's what they call a comply or deny. Comply or deny. That is the essence of what is being put out here with these smart cities. Comply or deny cities. They're not smart. They're not smart. They're for fools. and people who have the mentality of a slave. They're for people who are totally uninformed about what is going on and don't care. All they do is listen to mainstream news. As a matter of fact, while we're talking about it, let's go to this clip of Tulsi Gabbard. Well, and actually, the clip is a little bit too long for the amount of time that we've got left. Let's go to the clip of the pregnant lady who shows why we shouldn't ban AR-15s. But understand, hey, if you live in one of these smart cities, you're not going to have any kind of gun, let alone an AR-15. Here is one pregnant woman who saved her entire family using an AR-15. Video clip number 9.
They came in heavily hooded, masked. As soon as they ripped my back door open, they already had a pistol on me and was grabbing my 11-year-old daughter.
King is talking about the men who barged into his home on Old Welcome Road in Lithia around 9 o'clock Wednesday night. He says he doesn't know who they are, never met them, and has no idea why he was targeted. Both men pointed guns at him while demanding money.
And when I'm telling them I have nothing for you, they got this backpack and gun in my face saying, give me everything you got. And I'm saying, I have nothing for you, I have nothing for you. It became real violent, real fast.
King says one of the men started pistol whipping him while another kicked him repeatedly in the head. King's wife, who was 8 months pregnant, was in the back bedroom and peeked out to see what was going on. That's when King says one of the masked men shot at her. She retreated, grabbed an AR-15, and returned fire.
When he came towards the back door in her line of sight, she clipped him. He made it from my back door, roughly 200 feet out in the front ditch before the AR did its thing.
Deputies who responded to this scene found a man dead in a nearby ditch. The other man ran off after the shot was fired.
Them guys came in with two normal pistols. My AR stopped it. Pretty much she evened the playing field and kept them from killing me.
That's what they don't want you to have. You know, and that's why when I covered that story the other day, I said, look at what's happening here in Austin. We have a compulsory LGB tyranny program. While in Russia, they're teaching the kids how to assemble and disassemble Kalashnikovs, AK-47s, on the 100th anniversary of his birth, Kalashnikov's birth. And a lot of people push back and say, well, I don't think they should be doing the guns either. It's like, well, you ought to watch this story. It's the Sarah Connors approach of homeschooling.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, the Democrats took over both houses in Virginia with the election that we had on Tuesday. And in the area where you had founders of this country saying no free man will ever be disbarred the use of guns. In other words, if you take away your guns, you're going to be a slave. And now that's precisely what the Democrats are bragging that they're going to do after this election. The Washington Times headline says, Virginians, start your gun buying engines. That's right. What issues will Virginia Democrats tackle with their new power? Asked one of the local news organizations, WAMU. And they said, here's the answer. Democrats see a strong mandate to take action on campaign promises, including enacting gun control. So there you go. The Democrats hate you for your freedoms. They hate your First Amendment freedoms of free speech. They hate your First Amendment freedom of the free exercise of religion. They hate your Second Amendment freedom. They hate your freedoms. And they're going to take them away from you. And they're going to turn you into slaves, because that's what you call people who don't have rights. They're not safe. They're just slaves. When you give up your liberty for the promise of security, to that degree, you become a slave. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never prosperous. They're simply slaves. And they exist at the pleasure of other people. I just played for you that clip in Georgia where the husband was talking about how he was overpowered with guys with pistols. His wife saw what was happening. She was 8 months pregnant. She used an AR-15 to save the family. Killed one of the guys. And, you know, that's, and an AR was the ideal weapon for her, because if she'd use a shotgun, that would be kind of difficult for her as a pregnant woman. AR-15 doesn't have that much kick. She's got enough kicking going on down below having to worry about, the rifle. But it was a shotgun that was used in New York. Yeah, in upstate New York, not New York City for sure. This is a 76-year-old homeowner. Another home invasion. A 36-year-old forced his way into the home of a 76-year-old man and his wife, pointing a gun in their face. He was wearing a ski mask. That's the picture of the intruder right there in that article. He is now not wearing a ski mask, but an orange suit. And so the perp, the alleged perp, Cooper, and I think it's probably, well, I'll tell you why the word allegedly is probably not necessary in this particular case. So Cooper allegedly ordered the homeowner and his wife back to the back of the home. The homeowner went first because he said he had a shotgun back there, and he believed that he could get it if he could get back there first. So he goes and he says, I hurried up. I went down. He didn't follow me right away. I backed up against the wall. I reached up, and I got the shotgun, and I put it behind me, and he couldn't see it. He turned around, dropped the money. He reached down to get it. I shot him from the hip, and he went down. Cooper was airlifted to a hospital. That's why I say, to say that he was allegedly the guy that did this, well, he's the one that, of course, the details of this, you know, whether or not he had a gun in the guy's face and so forth and so on. But he did invade the home. He did have his own gun. I guess the allegation is that it was in his face and so forth. But he was the one who was airlifted. Better to have the home invader airlifted to a hospital than to have you or your family carried by six, even if you have to be judged by 12, right? And in Pittsburgh, we have the Pittsburgh mayor, Bill Peduto, signed a ban on AR-15s. And he also included in that bans on armor-piercing ammunition and high-capacity magazines because, you know, you only get one shot to defend your life and your family. And, if you can't do it, you can't do it like Aaron Burr did it, well, then, you know, you don't deserve to live, right? In that duel with Alexander Hamilton, he's able to take him down with one shot, you know, with it. So, yeah, that's, I guess, the idea of self-defense. You know, it should be like a duel, and you get one shot, you know, like a black powder muzzle-loading pistol or something. And if you don't make it, forget about it. You know, you don't get more than one shot or whatever the Democrats have decided they will graciously allow you. They also included in that ban, not only banning the AR-15 and high capacity magazines, but they also had red flag gun confiscation. You know, as President Trump put it, we take the gun and we do the due process later. Oh, I think you're a danger to yourself or other people. So we'll just take the gun without any due process. But we'll leave you at large, you know, because, the gun's the thing that's dangerous, not the crazy person. So they include all that. Now that has now been struck down by a judge who in the area. Meanwhile, we have MS-13 gang in a Maryland area. This is a sanctuary county in Maryland, Montgomery County, Maryland. And the high school is Albert Einstein High School. And the Maryland school there, Albert Einstein High School, in that sanctuary county, had to get extra security on campus because they were threatened with retaliation by an MS-13 gang. Now, you know, if you're going to Albert Einstein School, it doesn't take an Einstein to recognize MS-13. They have tattoos all over themselves. they don't make any secret about it. And yet we have seen this over and over again in Maryland, in Long Island, New York. And they said, well, we can't do anything about it. You know, these kids, they're just undocumented. You know, they're not illegal immigrants. They're just undocumented. And they're minors and they're dreamers and they're on and on and on. And even though they've got MS-13 tattooed all across their face, we can't do anything about it. We have to wait until we catch them red-handed doing something. Well, okay. Well, they threatened to shoot a school up. They've murdered people many times, like in Long Island. Father, who came from El Salvador himself, he said, we came here to get away from these people. And they murdered my child in high school because they had a small dispute. They hold life very cheaply. Well, guess what? You can't get away from these people if we got open borders. If we got to pretend that we don't know who these people are, we got to pretend that, being here illegally or being a member of MS-13, we can't do anything about that. Well, eventually, like I said, it doesn't take an Albert Einstein to understand what's going to happen with that. Meanwhile, in Arizona, one county there, has declared itself a sanctuary county, but not for illegal immigration. They've declared themselves a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. Although this is symbolic in nature, this reaffirms the county's commitment, as well as mine, to support and defend the U.S. and Arizona Constitution, said State Senator Sonny Borelli. Well, good for him, because we're going to have to stand to defend the Constitution, because Democrats hate us for our freedoms. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a "it's okay to be okay" politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at the appearance of Tulsi Gabbard as she was attacked by Joy Behar on ABC's The View. Think about this. This is ABC. The people that were just humiliated this week by the Project Veritas tape showing that they'd covered up for Jeffrey Epstein. As Amy Robach said, I had everything. I was 100% sure of what this guy had done. He's hanging out with Bill Clinton and the royal family, and they wouldn't let me run that report? Of course not, because you worked for George Stephanopoulos, who was the White House communications director, and he still is a communications director for the Clintons and a senior advisor to them, as he was at the Clinton White House. And so now on ABC News, she is hammered by Joy Behar, calling her a useful idiot, and Tulsi wasn't having any of it. She is pretty good at defending herself. Let's roll that clip. Video clip number one.
I just want to straighten a couple of things out. I've never said, and I don't think Hillary Clinton thinks that you're a witting asset. You might be an unwitting asset. Not that that means you're stupid, but people can be used.
Well, that's exactly what it means, though.
The other thing that confuses me, wait, I have one more question. You're on state TV all the time. Why do you go on Fox Channel, which is a propaganda
network. Hold it a second there. 16 times. Pause it a second. Did you hear that? Joy Behar says, you're on state TV all the time on Fox News. Let me tell you what state TV is. State TV is NPR. State TV is ABC, NBC, CBS. Has been for years. I said earlier in the program, remember when they were selling Obamacare? And it was ABC, the same network. And they were broadcasting every day from the White House to sell you Obamacare, to sell you the lie of Obamacare. Then they lied to you about Epstein. They lied to you about everything. They are state TV. They are the mockingbird press doing exactly what the CIA tells them to say. And so she's talking about Fox News, state TV. She says state TV is Tucker Carlson. You could go on. We'll play the clip for you. She says, well, why aren't you going on Chris Wallace, because now Chris Wallace is okay for Joy Behar, because Chris Wallace obviously is now a proud never-Trumper. Let's continue with that clip.
With Tucker Carlson, I never see you with Chris Wallace or that other guy, what's his name, Brett Baer. Well, why aren't you on with them? They're definitely middle of the road. Why do you go on with Tucker, who's a liar and a propagandist?
Why did they cross?
Let me start with how offensive it is to say that I am a witting or unwitting asset of a foreign country, working against the interests of our people and our country, the country that I am willing to lay my life down for. So if you're saying it's not deliberately, then you are implying
it could be
that I am too stupid and too naive and lack the intelligence to know what I am doing.
Can you guys put the quote back up? Because I think everyone has sort of missed something.
What are we missing?
Well, I think what you're missing is that asset had nothing to do with Tulsi. She was talking about Jill Stein.
Her spokesperson confirmed it.
I'm not making it.
They called you a Russian doll.
Her spokesperson confirmed it, because some of the media followed up and asked for her spokesperson to say what she meant and confirmed that they were talking about me.
Hold it. We're going to continue with this. Okay, but let's just go back to this. So Joy Behar is saying, well, you're doing it either wittingly or unwittingly. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not a tool of these people. They say, well, you might not have done it wittingly. Well, if you say that I'm not doing it wittingly, then you're saying I'm an idiot. I'm a dupe. Well, maybe you did do it wittingly, she says. And at that point, where Joyless Behar is coming after her, then the Whoopi comes out. Whoopi cushion goes off and says, oh, wait a minute. Let's just pull this back. She wasn't talking about you. She was talking about Jill Stein. Well, so what? You know, anybody that opposes Hillary Clinton's war is now a Russian asset? Well, what about Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal? And so she wasn't a Russian asset, right? What about Hillary Clinton and what happened in Libya? Oh, no, that's not a problem. We don't ever want to accuse Hillary Clinton of destroying a country and then using that chaos to arm ISIS. No. These people are willing idiots. They're not just dupes. They're evil. Joyless Behar and Whoopi. Whoopi tries to misdirect this. It's like, oh, okay, we're not going to attack you. Let's attack Jill Stein because she's not here. We'll go after Jill Stein. So, you know, let Tulsi off the hook. But Joey Behar ain't going to allow that to happen. Let's go ahead and play the rest of this clip.
Taking that.
Right. Okay. Well,
okay.
That's clear.
Well, the quote that we saw, I'm sorry, I just want to point out the quote that we saw wasn't.
She's talking,
assuming Jill Stein will give it up, but she might not because she's also a Russian.
I mean, this was crazy. After that quote was made, media across spectrums were reporting about what Hillary Clinton just said about Tulsi Gabbard. I want to
and Joy Behar thought it was about her.
About why I go on Fox News.
Yeah.
I go on Tucker Carlson, go on Brett Baer, go on Sean Hannity, go on MSNBC, go on CNN. I am here to speak to every single American in this country about the unifying leadership that I want to bring as president. Not just speak to those who agree with me.
Take that, Behar.
Those who may disagree with me, recognizing that I'm asking for the opportunity to serve every single person in this country. We have to come together.
Joy, you
for
used
our
to want
country
Fox.
And our country's future.
You used they to become outrageous. Friends.
They lie all the time.
I think the reason why you so many Republicans respond to you is because you don't treat us like we're garbage. You actually care about the audience and care about reaching out, which to a lot of conservatives, which by the way, you're going to have to win them over to get to the White House. Yeah. One way or another is important, and I think just negating all of Fox's audience. I called Elizabeth Warren to task on it.
Not their audience. I'm talking about Tucker Carlson
I'm there to speak to the
two
audience.
Two liars.
They both have some of the largest audiences on television. Yeah.
You're awful. You go on Tucker Carlson, says Joyless Behar. She's nothing but a Democrat hack. She has the mentality of NewsGuard. Oh, well, they're bad, so you can't believe anything that goes on. You can't even, and if you go on there, you become a Russian agent yourself. You know, that is the juvenile propaganda that is being sold by Joyless Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, and the rest of them. Whoopi trying to save Behar there. Saying, it's not about Tulsi, it's about this other person who's not in the show right now, who can't defend herself. Why does anybody even watch this? Why does anybody even watch ABC? Let alone The View. You got Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. I don't even know what Joy Behar did. Was she an actress? Anybody out there in the studio, you guys know anything about Joy Behar before she got on The View? You guys know? Okay, we're trying to find out where Joy Behar came from. That's lifted out of obscurity to become the premier arbiter of truth in politics. Joy Behar, who decided that she is not going to give the little blue check to Tulsi Gabbard because she happened to do an interview with Tucker Carlson. That disqualifies her. Now she is contaminated, and everything that she does is of absolutely no legitimacy. Tulsi Gabbard is not having any of it. She is now sent out a campaign email on Tuesday. This happened, so a day before this happened, she sent out a campaign email on Tuesday saying the U.S. is still shielding Saudi Arabia from its responsibility and connections to the 9/11 attacks. Huffington Post says she hinted at a conspiracy. Look, there's no hints at any conspiracy. It was a conspiracy. That's well documented. You know, they covered up the missing 28 pages, that, you know, they said, well, we're going to blame this all on the Saudis, but then we're going to cover it up, and then we're going to get bin Laden's family out. After we blame it on bin Laden, we're going to ship his family out and say, look, there's more to this that they're not telling you. The reason they did this was to say, it's the Saudis, but we're going to hide the information about the Saudis at the same time. And then we're going to go attack Afghanistan. We're not going to do anything to the Saudi government, even though there's all these fingerprints as to how they partnered with deep state on that inside job. Tulsi Gabbard is talking about that now as well. That's got to get her in trouble. And so then they unleash Joyless Behar on her. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show. A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad,
They're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just looking at that shameful, idiotic display of Joy Behar attacking Tulsi Gabbard, saying, well, you're either a complicit foreign agent or you're a total idiot. Which is it? And as Tulsi Gabbard is defending herself against this, well, you know, if you say that I'm not if you're saying that I'm not necessarily complicit in these accusations from Hillary Clinton, then what you're saying is I'm an idiot, dupe. And I'm not either one of those. And so Whoopi Goldberg jumps in and says, it was really about Jill Stein, and she's not here, so we don't have to have this argument, right? We don't have to this discussion. And so I asked the crew, you guys got an answer? Where did Joy Behar come from? I don't ever remember her anywhere before she started making headlines at The View. Who is she?
Well, we looked her up, and she used to be a comedian, apparently, and she's been in...
she still is, unintentionally,
movies, but
right?
But it's not anything I've seen at all.
Yeah, yeah. A comedian who couldn't get any laughs until she went on The View and started getting into politics. That's really what she is. And then kind of the same thing with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, well, I'm definitely laughing now.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we've done a deep dive to find out where they dug up Joy Behar. And that's it. Okay, failed comedian and now failing in politics on The View. And the sad state of the affairs in this country is that that's even got an audience. It's absolutely amazing. And then we got Hillary Clinton crashing the late show, desperate for attention. You know, she has now recovered. She's no longer roaming aimlessly through the woods trying to discover the meaning of life. I think she is trying to position herself to run again. As I say, it's fueling a 2020 buzz. She went on and had this to say on this appearance of The Late Show with James Corden. Let's play that clip.
And obviously, Rudy Giuliani is a key player in all of this, and you know him well from your time as a New York senator. Tell me, from your opinion, does his current behavior surprise you at all?
Totally. Totally.
Really?
Yes. I mean, look, he was a tough guy. He was a mayor. He was mayor during 9/11.
Yeah.
I was a senator. I worked with him. And I don't know what happened. It's almost like aliens have seized his brain.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
I mean, for the longest time, was saying things that were demonstrably untrue. For example, he said Hillary Clinton was never at Ground Zero, never saw her. And then, of course, the internet started putting pictures of me standing next to him.
Walking towards
him. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that
TNT
and I'm thinking,
plunger.
Truly, he's been
to take
possessed.
The buildings down, I guess.
I don't understand when it happened, but it is a very clear case of a man who has gone over the edge, probably pushed.
Yeah.
But you, she would be an expert on that.
Exorcism.
You think we need an exorcism? Yes. We'll do that on the show. Rudy, if you're watching, it would be a great tape.
Okay, now I just want to know, is the Daily Beast going to report her to social media and try to get her purged off? Because, you know, I read the satire piece from Babylon Bee when the DNA report from Elizabeth Warren came back and she was proudly showing everybody that she had less than a half of the Native American blood in her DNA than the average white person in America. Remember that? And so everybody was laughing about Elizabeth Warren's DNA report, and the Babylon Bee came out and with a fake quote, a satire quote from Hillary Clinton saying, I've had my own DNA report and it shows that I'm only 50% reptilian alien. And so I joked about that and put that out, and I had the Daily Beast try to get me thrown off of Twitter. I had people back in North Carolina who only read the Daily Beast and don't listen to what I have to say, attacking me. Look at this. Look at what he said. You know, former friends. So I want to know, are they going to come after Hillary Clinton because she said that Giuliani now has an alien brain? But she also had some comments about President Trump. She said, if anyone should be telling Trump jokes, it's me. Well, the problem is, Hillary, that Trump made a joke out of you already. You are the joke. You have been made a joke of. And then she started talking about Sean Spicer. She's very upset that Sean Spicer is moving forward on Dancing with the Stars. And we've had a lot of liberals show people a little bit of the clip of Sean Spicer as he is now had his rebirth in a second career as an entertainer. And he keeps moving ahead every week, and somehow she just can't accept that this could really be happening. And so Hillary says, I can't blame Trump for trying to help Sean Spicer. See, it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy that Sean Spicer's winning. But it's one thing that we learned is that these guys really can't win the popular vote. So is Hillary saying that Sean Spicer moving forward here is, and actually I guess he is that him as, is he dressed up? That's Sean Spicer as Frankenstein? I guess, but that's his most recent appearance. He's now dressed up as if being President Trump's spokesperson was not humiliating enough. Now he's going on Dancing with the Stars dressed up as Frankenstein. Well, I don't know. That's not quite as bad as the Copacabana suit that he was wearing in a previous appearance. But, you know, these Democrats are looking at this. They don't think that Sean Spicer is winning the popular vote, that somehow this thing is being rigged. That's the conspiracy theory. Does Hillary Clinton think that Dancing with the Stars operates off an electoral college vote or something? It's an extension of the electoral college vote. Meanwhile, you got Rob Reiner coming out and saying if sociopath Trump is not removed, it will be the end of 243 years of self-rule. Well, you know, maybe he doesn't care much about democracy, this Democrat, because a new poll coming out shows that impeachment support for President Trump has fallen from 51% to 47% since mid-October. So it is crashing, unfortunately, for Rob Reiner. And you know the thing about Rob Reiner, he's another one of these guys, right? A one-hit wonder. And it wasn't a hit because of him. He was the guy who was supposed to be the voice of reason in All in the Family, to attack his ignorant father-in-law, Archie Bunker, right? And so Norman Lear and the writers set up Rob Reiner to be the voice of reason, to be the adult in the room. He's the college-educated know-it-all who's going to lecture his illiterate father, a conservative, right, who called him meathead appropriately. And to their surprise, the American public embraced Archie Bunker and despised Rob Reiner. And now, lo and behold, after all these years, we find out that Rob Reiner really is meathead. I mean, everything that he says in real life is exactly the same as the character. That explains why he never had a career. Because he wasn't acting. He was like John Wayne, you know. John Wayne was who he was, you know. And he fit in the role of a Western hero, and, you know, Rob Reiner kind of fits in the role of meathead, and he really was never suitable for anything else. That's exactly who he is. All right, it's been a strange day here in terms of the news, and I've got some other stuff to talk about tomorrow, some of the climate fairy tales that have now been revealed. But in the time we got remaining, I just want to appeal to you again. Take advantage of this emergency sale we have at InfoWarsStore.com, 40 to 70% off. It is a win-win situation. We want to help you to help your health and your family's health. We've got great products, and now we have discounted them 40 to 70% off. We've got free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points, so you can get discounts on future products. We have things like the Alexa Pure Breeze, lowest price we have ever had. And again, we've got those all around the office here, but I have one at home. And I've got to tell you, this is one of the best air filters we've ever had. Very attractive, very silent, and very, very effective. And now you can get it at the lowest price we've ever had, the Alexa Pure Breeze. We have DNA Force Plus, a very expensive supplement, probably our most expensive supplement. That is now 50% off, big savings for that. Winter Sun Plus is now back in stock, and we are going into winter, you're going to need to have some vitamin B supplementation if you're not going to be out in the sun. So Winter Sun Plus is now back in stock and 50% off. Our newest product, VasoBeet, pure beet juice, and it operates as a very effective vasodilator. That is now 50% off. Our Super Blue toothpaste, 50% off. Our Silver Wound Gel is 50% off. BodEase, our all-natural anti-inflammatory supplement, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, 40 to 70% off. Free shipping and double Patriot points. That's it for the show. Thank you for listening.